At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is a huge week for sports. We appreciate you checking in with us and taking the BetMGM Network with you wherever you are going this Thanksgiving holiday weekend. You know you can do it a million different ways. You can always take us with you. You want to watch the show on YouTube. Just search the BetMGM Network. Make sure you turn on notifications so you don't miss anything new throughout the weekend with Thanksgiving NFL games, a Black Friday game, obviously rivalry weekend in college football as well. We'll get into Ohio State, Michigan in just a second since we didn't get a chance to talk about it earlier. You can also get us in podcast form literally anywhere you get your audio, including the Odyssey, the iHeartRadio, and the TuneIn apps where you can always listen live 24/7 as well. We got you covered whether you're driving all the way across half a dozen different states or just walking on over to the recliner this Thanksgiving weekend. The BetMGM Network here for you. Chris Mack alongside Kate Constable in for Joe O and Sammy P on Bet Sweats. And before we get to these projected CFP spreads, Brad Powers of Covers.com does it every week after the new CFP rankings have come out. Kate, he'll give us projected spreads on what those matchups would be. And they're always, I think, pretty instructive of what we may expect in the first round of the college football playoff, depending on how the matchups are set. And we've still got a week to go before that happens. Let's talk Ohio State, Michigan, because we didn't get a chance as we were rolling through the rivalry games earlier in the show to touch on this one. We've talked about it a couple times already this week. Ohio State favored by 10 over Michigan on Saturday. Saturday at noon in Ann Arbor at the Big House. Ohio State has lost 4 in a row to Michigan. This is the best team in college football, I think, by far, Ohio State. Pains me to say that as a Penn State guy, but it's true. This is still 10 most places. There is a 10.5 out there on Ohio State. So I don't think we're going to come back down inside of 10. That would shock me. I think there would have to be a lot of late Michigan money. Maybe we would get some sort of definitive answer, which I doubt we will get, about Jeremiah Smith and Carnell Tate, who are both aiming to play the Ohio State wide receivers, but maybe very limited in how they do play or how much they play if they are in the game on Saturday afternoon. If this were under 10, I would have no problem at all laying it with Ohio State. As it is, at 10, I think is probably still a decent number. I know the rivalry. I know anything can happen. I know Michigan's a good team, 15th in the country, according to the committee right now. But I could see Ohio State running away with this one. As much as we love to talk about the history of the rivalry and, oh, Ryan Day's lost 4 in a row against Michigan and flag planting and all that kind of stuff, throw it out. We're talking about this year's teams. And I look at what Julian Sayin in particular has done the last few weeks to reinforce a belief that he could win the Heisman Trophy and that he was the favorite most of the year. And I think Ohio State handles their business and wins by double digits. It's why if you held my feet to the fire and I had to make a bet on this today, I'm going to wait till Saturday morning and hopefully still get the 10, not have to lay more than 10.5. I would go with Ohio State.
I think you have to. Like, it's scary because Ohio State's been the heavy favorite over the last couple of seasons. But these are all independent of each other because they're different teams. They're different quarterbacks. I don't fully trust a rookie quarterback as good as he has been this year for Michigan, Brad Underwood. Like, this is still a massive game for him. What worries me a little bit, Jeremiah Smith and Carnell Tate, if they don't play, and I think if you're Ohio State, you want them healthy for the playoff more so than you want them healthy for this game. But maybe they play in the first half and Ohio State's up big and you're able to rest them in the second half, something like that. I think this is probably, like, it scares me to lay it with Ohio State because anything can happen in rivalry games. But this Ohio State team's even better than last year. And after last year and the whole flag planting thing and everything, like, any players that were on that Ohio State team last year, if they've had this, which they have had this game circled literally since they were children, they have it double, triple circled this year because it just means that much more. And think about, like, for Ohio State, you win this game and you go on to win the title. You have an undefeated season where, like, this was the blemish on the record last year is losing to Michigan. I don't know. Yeah, I feel like this is Ohio State's smash spot. I hate even saying that, but, like, this could be Ohio State by a zillion.
Yeah, I tend to side with what you're saying here. And look, let's not pretend like there aren't going to be alums, guys who are in the NFL now, who aren't going to be texting their buddies that are still on the team saying, hey, remember last year? Remember when Jack had to basically fight that guy at midfield after the flag planting? You think Judkins or Sawyer or JTT aren't going to be hitting dudes up saying, hey, remember last year? Will Howard isn't going to reach out to Julian Sain and be like, remember last year? I think there's a ton of motivation on Ohio State's side. There's the ability to set their quarterback up to win the Heisman Trophy. Julian Sain still at 4-1 for that. Got that one in yesterday. That I think there's a very good chance they could roll Michigan in this game. If it gets to 10.5, maybe it's a little more uncomfortable. Like I said, I don't think, unless there's a wave of Michigan money that comes in late, it'll get down to 9.5. So I should probably just step on it and get the 10 today. But I could see Ohio State running away with this one. Now, again, the reason it hasn't gotten to more than 10 is because there are enough people like you and I also saying, well, you never know. And that's a possibility, especially, you know, this is Julian Sain's first real big road test. But I think, you know, after 11 games, regardless of where they've been played, he's to the point now. And again, he's played much better, in my opinion, over the last few weeks, where he's set up to succeed on Saturday.
What I always try and think of for, I mean, any game that you handicap is, like, what's the sabotage factor? How do you lose this? How does Ohio State lose this game? It would be that they would have to lose it. Not necessarily Michigan.
Right, turnovers.
I don't see Michigan out playing them. It would have to be Ohio State's fault. Yes, turnovers, bad decisions, ticky-tack mistakes, penalties, things like that, where Ohio State loses it for themselves versus, like, Michigan firmly beats Ohio State.
Now, I do think, I just gave all the motivational and you know, sort of intangible edge to Ohio State in this one. I do think Michigan, knowing that there's an outside shot at maybe ending up in the Big Ten championship game with a win, maybe even, I mean, a win over Ohio State is not just a win in college football's best rivalry. It would also be the best win in college football all year long and could be enough for the committee to look at them and go, maybe even as an at-large, they've got a chance if other things fall their way in the SEC, especially this weekend. So there is motivational edge on motivational positives for Michigan in this one as well. I just think it's a chance for Ohio State, Julian Sain, Ryan Day to make a statement going into the Big Ten championship game. That's why I've talked myself into it. I will lay the 10 today and make sure I get it in so I don't have to worry about the hook if it comes to it on Saturday morning. As for the CFP and the rankings that were released last night, the latest set of rankings, for those of you that may have missed it and are still catching up this morning, 1 through 5 are the same. Still got Ohio State, Indiana, A&M, Georgia, Texas Tech. Number 6, Oregon, leaps number 7, Ole Miss, after the win over USC. 8, 9, 10 remain the same. There is a question. Heather Dinich brought it up this morning about number 8, Notre Dame, maybe being kind of vulnerable. No conference championship game, only Stanford this weekend, to that BYU scenario that we discussed yesterday, where if BYU beats Texas Tech in the Big 12 championship game next weekend, and a couple other things don't fall Notre Dame's way, possibly the Irish end up on the bubble and get bounced. So a lot going into it here, but the current matchups would be Texas Tech hosting Tulane with a 21-point spread. Oregon hosting Miami, which again, we've deduced is basically just an ACC placeholder, but 8.5-point favorites. Ole Miss hosting Alabama and a pick'em on that game. And Notre Dame, they haven't played yet this year. Notre Dame laying 5 against Oklahoma. So those would be your 4 matchups, Kate. I think Tech being favored by 21 against any of those group of 5 opponents, probably spot on.
That's a fair price. I would lay that right now if that line was out for us to actually take. I think Tech, whatever group of 5 team they do play, they just demolish them, as they have done for most of their opponents that are, I guess, most all of their opponents all season long. They've been demolishing them. The pick 'em for Ole Miss and Alabama's I feel like it would be Alabama minus 1.5. I know that's essentially a pick 'em, maybe minus 2.5, because that game would be played at Alabama, right? Like, you, a little home field advantage?
Yeah, that's... Well, no, that, like, game right now would be that game right now would be at Ole Miss. You'd have Ole Miss, the 7 seed.
Oh,
Bama,
okay.
So,
okay, then I think pick 'em is probably fair, because I would put Bama as better than Ole Miss a couple points. So on a neutral site, maybe Alabama minus 2.5, 3. If that accounts for home field, then that makes sense that it would be a pick 'em.
This is also, I imagine, with Lane Kiffin in place. If Lane Kiffin were to depart and Joe Judge takes over, I think even going into Oxford, Bama probably gets an extra couple of points. You're probably talking about Bama 3.5, I would think, on the opening line. Does that sound good to you?
Chris, do we get the coach gone bump for Ole Miss? That's going to be the narrative.
That's going to be the other side of this, too, is after all the distraction of Kiffin and the LSU Florida job search and all that, when and if Lane Kiffin does leave and Ole Miss is in the playoff, assuming they beat Mississippi State and everything holds, that will be, you're right, that will be a narrative. Not just the coach bounce, but I got to think, you would have a lot of guys in that Ole Miss locker room who would look around and say, man, look at us. We're a 1-loss team this close to the SEC championship game, and our coach bailed on us. He doesn't even believe in us. Let's go out and get it. And I think that is – I still think it's Bama by 3.5, even in Oxford, if Kiffin were to leave. Maybe more. I don't know. Oregon, 8.5 against Miami – I think it's a pretty accurate line. The problem is that's not going to be Miami in that situation. I don't think it's you're going to have an ACC champion. If chalk holds through the weekend, we're talking about SMU or Virginia. SMU or Virginia going into Oregon, I think, is closer to 14.
I could get on board with that. I think, I mean, if it were Miami, I would lay the 8.5 with Oregon right now. I think Dan Lanning's a phenomenal coach, especially in the playoffs. He's been, well, I guess last year they got bounced a little early, but that's too short of a number. Virginia, if it's Virginia, I would lay 2 touchdowns with Oregon. SMU worries me a little bit more than Virginia. I don't know why. Maybe it's just the name Virginia and being Virginia being a football school all of a sudden. I know they've been great this year, but Yeah, I would take Oregon. It's hard not to grab the favorites right now, Chris. Like, even looking at Notre Dame in Oklahoma, that one that Brad Powers has is Notre Dame -5. I would lay it with Notre Dame.
That one I'm kind of conflicted on. I'd be a whole lot more comfortable, obviously, at like 3, 3.5 Notre Dame, Oklahoma. But I tend to side that if that would be in Norman right now. Not that Notre Dame couldn't go in there and win. Again, Mateer's been inconsistent since the hand injury. I don't know. I think if we actually got that game in Oklahoma, it would be a lot closer to like 3.5 for Notre Dame, which would make it, you'd probably get a, I don't know, maybe you'd get too much Notre Dame money early, but I think 3.5 would probably keep that from happening. 3, I think you'd get a ton of Notre Dame money. 3.5, a little less so. 5, obviously a little less so. 5 is kind of like a nowhere number, though. It's like, yeah, it wasn't enough to get to 6, but I couldn't back off to 4, 4.5 either. It's just, it's a wonky number.
Yeah, 5's one of those dead numbers that, like, okay, if you're going to lay 3.5, you'll probably be fine laying 5, right?
Yeah.
Or if you're right?
And if you're not comfortable laying 6, then are you necessarily comfortable laying 5?
Right.
Yeah, huh. It's interesting. Those would be, I mean, the Ole Miss and Bama finally getting to play each other would be a great matchup. Notre Dame, Oklahoma would be a great matchup. I think, you know, Oregon gets anybody other than Miami, which, again, we've deduced will probably happen if this were the matchup and that were the ACC team going out to Eugene, would be more of a 2-touchdown spread, if not more, if we're talking like Virginia or Pitt or somebody like that. Still a long way to go. That's just based on this week's rankings. A long way to go in Feast Week for college hoops as well. A lot of big matchups to talk about, including St. John's. Can they continue to roll against Auburn? Gonzaga, Michigan, a massive game tonight as well. We get into them next on Bet Sweats.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Plenty of college hoops today. Feast Week continues with the Maui Invitational Final. We got plenty going on out in Vegas as well. Some massive games there. We'll get to them in just a second here on Bet Sweats, presented by the BetMGM Network. Alongside Kate Constable, I'm Chris Mackin for Joe O and Sammy P today. Before we wrap up, we got lightning bets for you as well. Send you off into your Thanksgiving holiday ready for a bunch of football, including those Thanksgiving Day games, college football rivalry weekend as well. We got plenty of plays that we want to make sure we get in before the lines move anymore in some cases, and things get kicked off tomorrow at noon down in Mississippi between Ole Miss and Mississippi State, a full day of college football. And again, we got tomorrow in the NFL, Friday, I should say, in college football. College hoops today. We got at least three interesting games, I think, Kate, all of them out in Vegas. We've also got the Maui final between Arizona State and USC. But the marquee names are all out in Vegas, it feels like, for that tournament there. We got St. John's Auburn. We got Tennessee, Kansas. We got Gonzaga, Michigan. Michigan looked great last night in a massive win. They beat Auburn by 30. They were up 28 at halftime. So as we look at today's college basketball card, Kate, what's jumping out at you as you look at the numbers?
I like USC over Arizona State. Just looking at those numbers, and I'm using KenPom for a lot of this early on in the season before I feel like we really have a great handle on this, these teams. But one of the numbers that jumps out is the field goal attempts for USC. They're fifth in the nation in field goal attempts. That right there, I feel like gives them a significant advantage, just that they're going to get to the line. They're going to get a bunch of freebies there. You also look at their defense significantly better than Arizona State's defense. And I mean, both of these teams, this is the championship game. So they've been playing the last couple days. They're going to be tired. I feel like it could get sloppy where foul calls, things like that. If USC can get to the free throw line, I think they could win this one and cover -5.5.
Yeah, that's a good look. Didn't consider that. Total sitting at 163 on USC and Arizona State. That one tips at around 2:30 Eastern in the Maui Invitational. I mentioned St. John's and Auburn. St. John's has looked really good out in Vegas, really good. And they're favored by 5.5 against Auburn, who I mentioned is coming off an ugly loss against Michigan last night. I'll be curious to see if they can turn it around. Like you mentioned, these teams are on their third game in 3 days now. Mm-hmm. So how fresh are the legs? I would look for, and again, hate to put too much of last year's personality and philosophy on this year's teams because there are obviously personnel changes on most rosters. But I look at St. John's, I look at the backcourt defense, and I think I end up leaning St. John's on this one against Auburn. Like I said, it was 5.5 this morning. I want to make sure I have the most up-to-date line, though, before I go and tell you whether to go in on this one or not. St. John's down to 4.5 at BetMGM. So things moving in Auburn's direction. I still like St. John's, especially now that we're inside two possessions at 4.5. I'd feel good about St. John's.
You get smoked in the manner that Auburn did yesterday, and you're in Vegas and you're college-age kids. Do you stay up a little late, you know, at the tables, whatever you can legally do in Vegas? That makes me a little weary of backing Auburn, even though the money sounds like it's moving in Auburn's favor. I don't have a play in this game, but I would be with you. I think St. John's would be the right side. I also wonder, like, Auburn, what's the younger Pearl, the new Pearl coach, Bruce Pearl's son, what's his name?
I don't know, to be honest. I just know
Coach Pearl, we'll call him.
Bruce's kid.
Coach Pearl. Like, I trust Patino in this area of like keeping his players focused in this type of environment more so than I would a first year head coach in Mr. Pearl. So those types of intangible things, I think that makes me want to lean towards St. John's too.
Steven. I looked it up.
Steven Pearl. Nice name.
Yeah.
Coach. We'll call
Coach
him.
Pearl. Tennessee coming off a huge upset win over Houston gets unranked Kansas. This morning, the line was 4.5. Again, I want to make sure I have the most up-to-date number on this one for you. It's out to 5.5 now. That's not surprising, given that Tennessee took care of Houston last night. Tight ball game. They won, I think it was 76-73 was the final. The total on this one, because of Tennessee, and we know the pace of play that they like, at 139.5. I don't know if I'd play over in this one instead of under, and count on Tennessee's offense to keep going. They looked good against Houston last night. So The 5.5 is in play for me as well. The total over 139.5.
I could only look towards Tennessee on the side here. 5.5. They are number one in the country in offensive rebound percentage. They're going to be getting second chance points a lot. Kansas's defense does not turn the ball over, or does not turn other teams over at all. So it's not like, and Tennessee's a very disciplined team, and like they don't turn the ball over all that much. So it's not like Kansas is going to be getting any extra possessions via defensive turnovers or things like that. So I think these teams are just in two different categories right now, Tennessee being a significantly better team. Part of me is like, you're coming off of a great win over Houston, a little bit of a letdown, but also like, no, not really. I think maybe that's some momentum building, and you can build off of that if you're Tennessee. So I would lay the 5.5 with the Vols over Kansas. Kansas has been on a slide. I mean, last season was not great. They're not amongst the top teams like they typically are early on this season. I don't have a ton of faith in the Jayhawks right now.
This is one of those ones, if you change the name from Kansas to, pick a random Big 12 team, middle of the pack Big 12 team, which Kansas is, would it be just 5.5? Or would we be out a little farther, given the way Tennessee has performed to this point in the Players Era tournament, to 6.5 or even 7? So I tend to agree with you that I would lean Tennessee, but the total has caught my eye as well on that one. Gonzaga, Michigan is late tonight. I believe it's the final of that Players Era tournament out in Las Vegas. And Gonzaga is actually opened as the favorite. 12th ranked Zag, 7th ranked Wolverines, 2.5-point favorites, Gonzaga. You wonder if Michigan, after a resounding win, maybe exhales a little bit. Final day out there in Vegas. Maybe the finish line is in sight before a nice long weekend. Gonzaga has shot really well in this tournament. 2.5 is a tough number for me on Gonzaga, Michigan.
I don't know what to do with this one either, Chris. If anything, I think I would lean towards the over of this just being the third game in a row that they've played. And like, the legs are going to be tired. Right? The defense is going to suffer, if anything. You just mentioned how good Gonzaga's shot the ball. I mean, I think that continues over like lockdown defense happening tonight. So when you're in these tournament types of atmospheres and playing multiple games, like think back to those AAU days for these players. What happened to the scores the later the tournament went? Oftentimes they were higher scoring games because the defensive discipline starts to waver a little when teams get tired, and especially this early in the season too. Like down the road, March Madness, your conditioning is so much different, so much better. But like, this is early on in the season. You haven't played a whole lot of games. So that's where I think things would go sideways, if anything, is on the defensive side, leading to a higher scoring game.
Yeah, total sitting there on Gonzaga, Michigan tonight at 163.5 right now. I think for a lot of the reasons. Yeah, I still think for a lot of the reasons you laid out, we may see that number bump up another point or two as money comes in on the over. So if you're thinking over, now probably the best time to catch it on Gonzaga, Michigan, and just kick back, relax tonight, and root for lots of buckets to be made for Michigan, who played really well. Like I said, 6 players in double figures, including 3 off the bench last night against Auburn, and Gonzaga has shot well out in Vegas as well. The one thing you should not do tonight, we talked about this earlier, Kate. Do not, if you are over the age, we've dropped the age now. It's like the total is dropping on some of these spreads. We've dropped the age from 35. It's been a big line move, I'll be honest.
It has.
We're dropping it to 25. If you're older than 25, you do not need to go out tonight on Thanksgiving Eve. You don't. Make a couple bets, as the wallet allows, and sit back and relax and watch some basketball, because I'm going to tell you right now, as a guy in his 40s, his mid-40s, I'm going to tell you, you are not going to recover the same tomorrow morning. And you're going to have to either go somewhere or have people over, and your uncle's going to be rambling about politics, and you're going to want to go back into blackout stage tomorrow. Don't do it tonight. Don't. You're not going to recover the same from it.
Plus, isn't it more fun to, well, I suppose if you're in your early 20s, it's probably more fun to go drink with your friends. As I get older, it's more fun to drink with my family, right? So, like, I'm looking forward to then saving myself for Thanksgiving Day of having beverages with my family, right? Rather than being so hungover that you don't want to drink anything on Thanksgiving. So I'm with you. And we did really need to lower that bar. The line movement on the age needed to come down quite a bit. Money came in on the under hard. Because we don't, as 30 some people, we don't need to be out, in the streets past a certain time. And that's when, you know, let the kids do that. We've had our days. Plus sit on, get it, make a nice cocktail, sit on the couch. Doesn't mean you can't have drinks tonight. Just don't go nuts. Right. Do it on your couch. Get a decent night's sleep. I don't know. Maybe pop a gummy if you're into that stuff, watch some sports and then wake up and feel good tomorrow.
Wake up in plenty of time to get your bets in on the first Thanksgiving Day game, right? And then they're fully equipped and prepared for Thanksgiving.
Help make the stuffing. Who knows?
Yeah.
Be useful this Thanksgiving.
Exactly. Be useful. That's a good way to look at it. I will be of no use tomorrow. I'll be honest. I'm awful in the kitchen. My wife takes over for the stuff that she needs to make to take over my sister-in-law's. I will only sneak in there to maybe steal a deviled egg or two while she gets those ready. Because you got to have, that's the other thing. And this always happens to me every Thanksgiving. The snacks and the appetizers before Thanksgiving dinner, it can pile up on you. You want to talk about pacing yourself? Pace yourself on the snacks and the appetizers before dinner too.
Where you get to the table for dinner and it's like, I'm not even hungry for this. Then you're just choking down a full plate of food that is not necessary. And of course, there's no better feeling than being overly stuffed after Thanksgiving and laying on the couch. Maybe you've got a fire brewing in the family room watching football. Like, that's the best. But it is kind of an awful feeling when you get to the table and you've already devoured all the appetizers where you're not hungry anymore.
No, you don't want to do that. You don't want to go into the dinner portion of Thanksgiving wondering if you can even swallow that, you know, that dry turkey, white turkey meat that we talked about. You got to douse it with gravy. You're like Clark Griswold at the Christmas table chewing down on the turkey jerky that just came out of the oven. Don't do that to yourself. Make sure you got plenty of room left. What is the Constable family line on deviled eggs? I've mentioned them a couple times.
Zero.
None?
Not a staple. None. Zero. I don't know if my family has ever made a deviled egg ever. I don't dislike them. They just, we stick to our normal stuff that we have done for the last zillion years and we do not waver. So they're fine, but they're not on the table at Thanksgiving.
Deviled eggs are a very polarizing treat. I've found deviled eggs.
Yeah.
And I didn't get the patented Kate Constable wrinkled nose look when I mentioned deviled eggs. So I thought they might be in play.
Yeah, I haven't got my Botox in a while, so everything's moving right now. So you know exactly what I like. What I like and don't like. The face does not hide anything. I have a question though for you, Chris. Okay. Yeah. So I have two sisters. They are not into sports. They don't care. So when we've had Thanksgiving at one of my sister's houses before, she's like, do we have to have football on all day? Do you have anyone, like, is your family just fully accepts that, right? Like, football is on in the background while dinner is being served while you're eating. That is normal people Thanksgiving, right?
Totally.
Sometimes
normal.
My family's like, let's turn it off while we eat. That's not
Why?
Thanksgiving.
Yeah. No, I've gotten to the point where I have a brother-in-law, my sister-in-law's husband, is not a huge sports fan. Like, he keeps up with it enough to be able to talk about, oh, those Steelers suck, huh? And I'll be like, yeah, they're terrible. Let me tell you about it. He's more into, like, he'll bend my ear tomorrow and tell the same story three or four times over and over again about how he has to pack up his truck and leave early the next morning to go hunting because deer season opens in Pennsylvania on Saturday morning. So, like, he goes to a hunting camp every Thanksgiving weekend. And he'll tell me about that over and over again, but he's smart enough to know, and my sister-in-law has known me long enough, that they make sure there is a dedicated TV in the game room in the basement that is already on football by the time we even walk in the door. They know exactly. How, it's Thanksgiving. You know what?
Those are smart people right there. Those are smart people.
Yeah, it's Thanksgiving. You have to have football. We got plenty to bet on. We'll get you our favorite plays of the day and Thanksgiving and maybe even a couple ahead of Friday's slate as well with our lightning bets. That's next on Bet Sweats.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Big deal brands are on sale right now at Designer Shoe Warehouse. Save up to 25% on select styles from the brands on everyone's list, like Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Crocs, Reebok, and more. Because the only thing we love more than dropping a name is dropping a price. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. So shop the DSW Holiday Name Drop Sale today at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
All right, no Bet Sweats tomorrow here on the BetMGM Network. You'll still have the daily tip bright and early to get you prepared for Thanksgiving Day games. But if you need Bet Sweats anytime, you can always get it in podcast form. Wherever you download your podcasts, make sure you get in there and get it. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your audio, just search Bet Sweats. We will be back Friday morning. Kate, are you back Friday morning? You're going to be busy this weekend, aren't you?
I am not back Friday morning. I am doing a little Illinois State High School football this weekend. So we will be outdoors in the cold. Supposed to have a snowstorm.
There's the Kate Constable nose wrinkle I'd waited for. Didn't get it for deviled eggs, got it for outdoor high school football in the middle of nowhere, normal Illinois.
That's going to be quite the time. 1A, 2A.
State championships, though, right?
Hey, big deal for these kids. So we got some cool stories to highlight, but nice. I'm trying to figure out like how to stay warm enough because also at this age, Chris, like being cold sucks. Like, you could tough it when you were in your 20s. Maybe you not wear a coat to the bar. Hell no. I will be bundled to the max. So
layer
that's my
after
plan.
Layer, those little hand warmers, all of it.
We've got that. Heated socks. Oh, yeah.
But we will be back on Bet Sweats on Friday to look back on the Thanksgiving games. Kate won't be. She'll be out in the cold freezing. But we'll be here, certainly, 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Friday to take you through what went down on Thanksgiving. Obviously, plenty of college football weekend rivalry action. Oh, boy, my buddy Jay Kassan is going to be in. Me and Jakub.
Wow.
That should be a fun one Friday morning. You want to be here for that. Cannot wait. I'll have to keep Jake from somehow cooking up like college baseball futures or some ridiculous stuff. But we will have you covered for all of the weekend NFL action as well. So we will be back on Friday. A lot going on, obviously, in the next 24 to 48 hours that we can fill up our cards with, fill up our plates, as it were, on this Thanksgiving weekend. Lightning bets. We've got NBA, college basketball, college football, if you want to get ahead of some lines. And, of course, Thanksgiving Day NFL bets to get out there for you. Kate, you want to get us started?
Yeah, why not? We talked this one just in the last segment, college basketball. I'm going to go the over Michigan Gonzaga over 163.5. I believe that's still where that one is at. Mm-hmm. That's the only college basketball bet that I feel confident in today, really. I'm going to go Ohio State. I'm going to lay the – I got to make sure I have this right and I'm not giving out
still
bad 10, lines.
Right?
10, I was going to say. As long as it's still 10, I'm going to go Ohio State minus 10 in this one. Yesterday, I gave out the Lions minus 2.5. I'm also going to go Jahmyr Gibbs in that game, his rushing and receiving prop. 108.5. I know that Green Bay's defense is very good, but you take away one thing from him in the rushing game, I think the receiving game, that's opened up for him over the last couple weeks, and he's had some good numbers there. I am also going to go with the Bengals plus the 7.
Okay.
And I'm debating Bears plus 7 as well. But Bengals for sure. Bears is a, we'll see what we get to on Friday.
Yeah, that's, I think that's a wait and see. I mean, it could get to 7.5. We'll see. But there hasn't been a lot of movement on that. You wonder if maybe the markets are just waiting to move to get through the Thanksgiving Day games. And maybe that's a reassess on Friday morning deal. All right. I am with you on Ohio State minus 10. I'm going to make sure I get that in today, as well as the Gonzaga Michigan over 163.5 tonight out in Vegas. Those are two that I'm definitely on with you. Detroit minus 2.5. Got to get in on that as well, because I have not locked it in yet this week. So that will get locked in. Other college basketball bet that I have, we mentioned Tennessee against Kansas. If this were any other nondescript, randomly named Big 12 or any other conference for that matter, major conference team, I don't know if you'd be laying as short a number as you're getting with Tennessee right now. Tennessee's played really well out in Vegas, so I'll lay 5.5 against Kansas. As for NBA tonight, we mentioned all the in-season tournament games that are happening. Detroit only having to lay 2.5 at Boston. I'm on that one. Detroit, a much better rebounding team than the Celtics right now. So I'll go with the Pistons on the road, even though the Celtics have won 4 of their last 5, laying 2.5 at TD Garden. And then we had talked a good bit earlier about the Western Conference Finals rematch happening tonight in OKC between the T-Wolves and the Thunder. Minnesota's on the final game of a 3-game road trip. They've dropped the first 2, but they've both been very close. A 1-point loss in Phoenix, a 5-point loss in overtime in Sacramento. Anthony Edwards has had massive nights in both of those games, 40 or more, 43 against Phoenix, 41 against Sacramento. So I don't think he gets to 40 against the Thunder, but Anthony Edwards' points prop is at 25.5. I'll take the over on that, but I'm also going to take OKC on the first half line because they've been just rolling teams. They've won 9 in a row now, none of them by fewer than 13, averaging a 22-point margin of victory. So I'll take OKC in the first half and sort of hedge my bet on OKC rolling in this one. It's 4.5 on the first half line. I'll take the Thunder there tonight as well. Another college football game that I want to get in before maybe the line moves a little bit more. I suspect we could get some more money in on Georgia. So I'll take Georgia laying the 13.5 in what is in essence a home away from home game for them at Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta against Georgia Tech, who, yeah, they've got an outside remote chance of sneaking their way into the ACC title game if they upset Georgia, but I'm not counting on it. I think a lot of the wind out of their sails in the last few weeks, punctuated by that loss at home to Pitt last week. So give me Georgia laying 13.5 against Georgia Tech on Friday. And then one more Thanksgiving bet that I want to make sure I get in. And we talked about this game. Dallas's defense has given you reason to think that maybe they're finding some footing. But Patrick Mahomes is coming in. The Chiefs have found a run game, a little more balanced on offense, I would suspect, tomorrow afternoon. So I'll take the Chiefs and Cowboys over 52 on the total there. So I'll have plays in the first two games. And then I have an eye on Joe Burrow. And right now, there is not a total posted on his yardage prop, his passing prop yet. But you can obviously get the ladders on 150, 200, 250, 300 passing yards. 200 plus, heavily juiced. I wouldn't take it. It's minus 625. 250, a little more reasonable at minus 150. 300 is up there at 225. Again, no T. Higgins, so consider that. But I'm intrigued. Just throwing it out there before tomorrow night's game, Joe Burrow passing yard total is one I'll have an eye on.
Chris, I have found Burrow's passing yards at a book not named BetMGM. 251.5, minus 114 right now. So that is more like it than you got to do some shopping before you lock that one in.
I will, but if it's 251.5 and that's the best number right now, and it's only, what'd you say, minus 115?
Minus 114, yeah.
Yeah, I think I'd go with that. Burrow over that tomorrow against the Ravens. As sort of a hedge against the Bengals winning that game or at least covering the number. But you never know. Is Burrow rusty? I think Chase Brown is an interesting look there, too. I should probably bring that up while we're talking Bengals-Ravens. Chase Brown rushing is... How about this? 75-plus rushing yards for Chase Brown right now is plus 180 at BetMGM. So that is another look.
That feels like a great price.
Yeah, really good price. Almost 2-1. Chase Brown has had basically 300-yard games in his last four or five. Now two were against the Steelers in a very bad run defense. But Chase Brown over 75 at plus 180. That price is kind of hard to turn down, so may lock that
one in. He's picked things up over the last 4 weeks compared to, you know, the first 7 weeks of the season or so. So I think he's someone that is going to continue to get the touches going forward.
Yeah, I think as Joe Flacco has started to slowly turn back into Joe Flacco over the last few weeks, that they've been willing to lean more and more on Chase Brown, whether it's run game or in the pass game. If there's a total yards prop out there on Chase Brown, that would be worth a look as well as we approach kickoff tomorrow night between the Bengals and the Ravens. Thanks again to each and every single one of you for joining us this week on Bet Sweats. Alongside Kate Constable, I'm Chris Mack. We've been in for Joe O and Sammy P the last couple of days. As mentioned, Kate is going to take off for beautiful, picturesque, normal Illinois tomorrow afternoon. You're shaking your head.
I believe
like
it's
not...
like most restaurants per capita in the country or something like that. I'm really looking forward to... There's a Chick-fil-A near the stadium, and I'm a big Chick-fil-A person, and it's hard to get it in the city. So okay. I'm going straight to Chick-fil-A, and we'll probably hit that once or twice this weekend. I'm really into Culver's Butter Burgers right now as well.
Oh,
so don't get it. I'm not getting Thanksgiving. I'm not going to be able to go to my family Thanksgiving tomorrow because I have to drive down there tomorrow. My games are early on Friday. So I don't know, Chris. Like, Thanksgiving for me might look like a Butter Burger and a what do they call a Oreo concrete tomorrow.
Okay. All right. If they're open.
Second to stuffing. Oh, right. If they're open. Are fast food restaurants open on Thanksgiving? I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. Oh. There's nothing worse, by the way, than it being a Sunday and you wake up, especially after a night out on a Saturday, and you're like, oh, I could go for some Chick-fil-A, spicy chicken sandwich or chicken nuggets. And then you're like, Sunday.
Closed. Yeah. That is, and I have done that one too many times in my life. So not only am I not going to get stuffing and mashed potatoes on Thanksgiving, apparently I'm not getting my Butterburger either.
It's all right. You're saving yourself a few calories. Look at it
that way. That's true.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate every single one of you for hanging out with us. Enjoy your Thanksgivings, whatever you're up to, whether you're working, whether you're headed to some family Thanksgiving that, you know, will annoy the heck out of you, or just hanging out on your couch watching sports all day, hang with the BetMGM Network. We will have you covered. For David Dykstra, for Brian Gertsch, for Zach Krull, for Kate Constable, I'm Chris Mack. This has been Bet Sweats.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds, and grow your business fast.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.